Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to something. Back to something. I'm still trying to figure out what that something is. Hello, happy new year, happy 2022. Your boy took a bit of a hiatus, whether you're listening to this or watching this. I don't really know. I'm fine, I swear. Where do I begin? I need to gather my thoughts. I'm having quite a lot of thoughts. January 2022, as I'm sure a lot of people are. I feel just like now that it's not that the new year stresses me out. It's the fact that it's year two of a global panoramic that stresses me out. And that kind of has led me to just like continually reevaluate everything that it is that I'm doing, whether it be because of, you know, like a desire for change, a desire for spontaneity, or due to the fact that, you know, the world is quite literally crumbling in around us, which I don't really want to get all nihilist and dystopian about this conversation. But like that does play a lot into what I'm thinking now at the moment in 2022. First of all, how is everyone? How's it going? I know you guys have missed me. I've seen the tweets, and I promise it wasn't from a lack of, it wasn't from necessarily a lack of desire. It was more of just, I just didn't like know what to talk about, or I didn't know what direction to go in. And every time I find myself in those lanes, I just kind of sit and stress about it. So I wanted to be here, but I couldn't. I'm sorry about it. The whole reason I started this podcast and the whole reason I started kind of bringing back to life my second channel was because I wanted to find a way to create something that had meaning as well as something that didn't stress me out and felt fulfilling all at the same time. And I really do feel like I found that with everything else, with the podcast and with the content, the regularity, the community, the everything to it really felt fulfilling. But I think the next evolution of it is that I want to start having important conversations. I want to feel like I'm learning. I want to feel like I'm getting a greater understanding out of the human experience as well, if that makes sense. Like, although the, you know, the semi-mindless, comical, everyday events related podcasts were interesting, it doesn't necessarily leave me feeling like I've gained anything from it. And I feel like as an adult in this very complicated world, the thing that I'm seeking most is a greater understanding. And I think that although that can come to me in many ways, I would much rather actively seek it out, if that makes sense. So I've already filmed one, but I definitely want to film more interviews, essentially, or conversations with people in places about topics, very broadly. I put out an Instagram story, was just basically being like, what's unique about you? What's your unique human experience? Is it something having to do with your religion? Is it something having to do with your job? Is it something having to do with your physicality, your location in the world, you know, your identity, everything? It could be really anything. And would you have a conversation with me about it? Like, you know, could I have a conversation with someone who's extremely religious, a religion that I've never experienced? Could I have a conversation with someone who has the opposite political views to me? Could I have a conversation with, you know, a queer person in the Middle East? Could I have a conversation with a disabled person in America, an immigrant in America? You know what I mean? Like, just in a way, fill a sort of gap that I feel like I've had in my life in terms of it, content that I see, a lot of content that I've been personally, I guess, like watching and consuming has to do a lot with celebrity and a lot with pop culture. And although that's fun, I don't necessarily feel that it's intellectually stimulating. And if there's one thing I know about me, and there's one thing I know about everything that it is I enjoy, it's that I enjoy curiosity. I enjoy learning. I enjoy growing. I enjoy having a certain level of empathy for something that I may not have fully understood prior. So that's kind of what I'm seeking out this year with my second channel, or even more so with this podcast. And this probably feels like, how long have I been talking? 5 minutes? Calm down, Connor. Just like, wake up a little bit. I feel quite stiff, a little bit out of practice here, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm going to be trying to do. So I wanted to just quickly inform everyone listening and everyone watching that like that's going to happen and to not be confused by it. Cause I it's going to happen. I'm going to try it and I'm going to see what people think about it. And some of the topics are going to be pretty heavy, you know, a forewarning. I think some of the topics are going to be pretty intense, but usually the topics that people don't talk about are the ones that I think are the most important conversations to have. So I am happy to be that person, maybe for you or for the world. I'm happy to put myself in that line. So yes, that is happening. If you have a story that is anywhere, if you've seen a murder, if you work in the sex work industry, if you have a face tattoo, send me an Instagram DM. Send me an Instagram DM. Maybe we'll have a conversation about it. And maybe we'll talk about it on this in short form, long form, whatever it may be. I just kind of want to hear your stories. Hear the many stories that the world has to offer. So, and I'm playing with the carpet below here. That's what I'm doing because I'm nervous. Christ. So that's what I'm going to do. So send me an Instagram DM if you're interested in that. Other than that, relax, Connor. Relax. Have a relaxing time. What the heck is up? It's 2022. What have I been up to? I spent Christmas in the Pacific Northeast with some family, which was really fun. I spent New Year's here in Los Angeles with some friends. That was really fun. All of which were safe. All of which were tested until Miss Omicron came a knocking, and one of my friends who hadn't been seeing people had a COVID exposure and then got COVID, and I was near that person. So then I had to spend the first week of the new year kind of isolating, just hoping that it wasn't going to happen to me. Got tested, didn't have it, didn't really have symptoms or anything. So I was like, okay, I don't think I have it, but I was worried. Full of worry for the first week of the new year. Sounds about right. And it was a really nice time, frankly, until the exposure. So everyone be super safe, because you just don't know where this stuff is coming from and how contagious it is. So just be very careful, because we were all very safe and somehow still were exposed to it. So be very careful. Other than that, I've been running so many miles. I don't know what it is, but I've just had so much, like it probably sounds like I'm in a weird place, but the weird part is that I feel very excited about, I think, everything besides content at the moment, meaning that like I have this new desire for everything that is personal to me. I have this new strong desire to like run a marathon again, to, you know, if the pandemic, if it all permits, travel to a bunch of new countries, to have these important conversations. I had one of them and it was a really, really fascinating conversation. So it's just made me excited to finally have more of them. So I'm like really excited about the potential of this new year for so many ways. But yeah, I've been running a shit ton of miles. I ran in 1 week, like 70 miles in like 6 days. So that's like a lot of miles. That's like, you know, over 10 miles a day. That's a lot. That's what happens when I get together with my family for holidays, is we all run. So that's just like a part of our routines. It's like, okay, let's just go for the longest run that any of us can, because we have so much to catch up on. So we run and catch up for like an hour and a half or 2 hours. We are that family that you are terrified to marry into. because you will be running 5Ks and 10Ks and half marathons. I'm not going to apologize about it. We enjoy it. Other than that, I finally have feel like I've, in this new year, have like shaken off. For a while there, I felt like I couldn't watch movies or I couldn't watch anything that wasn't like trash television or reality television. Not to say reality television is inherently trash, but I guess just like I hadn't been able to watch things that weren't mindless. And I finally ripped the Band-Aid off and was like, you're going to watch some Oscar-nominated films. You're going to participate in the art of cinema. And I watched a bunch of great movies. I watched the new Spider-Man movie, which was fantastic. No spoilers, but fantastic. I watched Spencer with Kristen Stewart, which I was so excited to see, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Kristen Stewart plays Princess Diana, a weekend with the royal family back in the 90s, and visually, the film is one of the more gorgeous things. I think it's the most gorgeous film I've seen all year, for sure. If not one of the most gorgeous films I've seen in a decade. So pretty. Just beautiful cinematography and coloring and costume and hair. The hair. I kept noticing the hair in that movie, and I never, when I'm watching movies, like think about hair too much unless it's like a really bad wig. I don't really pay attention, but the hair was so good. It was like just so coiffed and beautiful. And then I also saw Tick, Tick, Boom finally with Andrew Garfield, which was amazing. Andrew Garfield gave every ounce of himself in every scene in that film. He was so emotional. He sang his heart out. I didn't even know he could fucking sing. Am I the only one that had no idea he could sing? He sang. He belted every note of every song. Amazing. He was like on the verge of tears in every scene. It was pretty damn beautiful. So I'm recently become an Andrew Garfield stan. And a few others. I watched a movie called Babel from 2006, which I really enjoyed. It's like one of those films where they tell three different stories at the same time. And then in the very middle to end, they kind of all intersect. So that one was really interesting too. And a few others. I can't quite remember the rest of them, but you know, trying to dive back into cinema, folks, cinema. So if you have any movies that you've been watching over the holidays, definitely like hit me up with those recommendations. Cause I need more. I want to get back into movies. I feel like I missed 2 years of good movies cause I was practically brain dead. It's just not able to focus during the pandemic. Has anyone else felt that way? I just feel like the pandemic of it all has made me, if I watch something, actually do what I think it is. I think it's the TikTok of it all makes me not be able to focus for more than like 6 seconds. So watching a masterful art piece of a film for 2 hours, it produces a snore. It's hard to focus during it. So I'm doing a lot of that, doing a lot of running, doing a lot of reflecting. I've written down so many ideas for things. I just can't, for the life of me, produce them. And I don't know if other people who are in the arts have this problem, but like, it's just such a hard thing to do in like a really kind of unforeseeable future to produce anything, to participate in anything. You get very nihilist very quickly of like, this isn't good enough. This doesn't matter. Nobody will care about this. And you just get two in your head. I'm like a classic, absolute classic love overthinker, overthinking absolutely everything, literally everything, to the point where like me sitting here, I'm like, okay, I need to move the pillows because they need to look a certain way. And like, I was going to sit over there, but I'm like, oh, it's too dark now. So I can't film this now. It's fucking 2 p.m. It's too dark and it's 2 p.m. What is this dystopia? Fight it. Gonna fight Mother Nature. And then I give her a kiss because I love her. But I kind of wanted to just hop on here and almost explain myself in a way, because it's not that I don't have the ideas and it's not that I don't care. It's more that I love evolving. I love changing and I love growing. And I felt like for a while I've had this desire to do it. And now that I have like accepted that I'm going to, I'm like, wait a minute. How the fuck do I do this? Okay, so the thing that I've been thinking about doing for a long time, how do I actually do this? And that's, I feel like the problem is we end up, what are the phrases? You miss 100% of the shots you never take, which feels very appropriate of like, if I don't try, how will I know? But then once you start trying, you're like, wait a minute, I haven't thought about what happens after I start trying. So we're going to figure it out. I am either going to post the video next week or I'm going to post it at the end of the week. And, you know, maybe there's a world in which I start posting interviews once a week. And I also post a little bit more things like this, a little bit more casual videos on just like a single topic. So we get a little bit of a mixture of pop culture and a little bit of mixture of introspection, or not even introspection. I guess it would be conversational exploration of the human experience and human nature. Yes. Definitely let me know. Again, like your feedback means everything, because posting things is wonderful and fulfilling in and of itself. But like the reason I've really enjoyed the podcast is the community with it, the regulars that we've gotten from it, and everyone looking forward to it. So we will see. We'll see where it goes. We'll see where it happens. Let me know what you guys have been like watching this year. Let me know what you guys are looking forward to this year. But yeah, I think if I'm going to end on like a positive note, I would just say, if anyone else is feeling this type of way, know that it's fine. Know that it's normal. Every person I've talked to about this feels the exact same way. Everyone feels a little bit like they have no idea what they're doing. And it's fine because no one else knows what they're doing. But it doesn't quite give any sort of clarity to when or how they will know what they're doing. It's like we're all in this perpetual state of for a while here. And it's kind of like an acceptance in a certain way. I'm trying to actively not feel that way, but I also know that so much of it's out of my control with the panoramic of it all. It really is very limiting, isn't it? Because I'm someone who's been very safe. Knock on wood, by the way. Let me know in the comments down below. I actually would love to conduct a study. I haven't gotten COVID. In 2 years, I don't think I've gotten it. So something about that is both impressive and incredibly stressful, because I feel like if I do get it, I've lost my 2-year streak of not getting it. So there's something stressful about that, but that's for another podcast or for a therapy session. Ooh, while we're just on this, let me look. I definitely have a song recommendation I can give you. My song recommendation is going to be, weirdly, and honestly, I don't know anything about this group besides that they're famous. Alabama Shakes, Sound and Color, the song by Alabama Shakes. I don't know if they're problematic. I don't know anything about their history. I think they're Grammy winners, but Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, beautiful tune. I have been belting it out to that tune. Lovely, glorious. If they're horrible people, I didn't say that. Nothing about it. Not from me. Oops. And then I recommend Tick Tick Boom and Spencer. Sure. Cool. Great. Anyways, hope you're having a great week. Hope you're having a great life. Hope this update in some way helped or comforted you. Definitely, you know, have a chilled glass of H2O. Get a strong 8 hours of sleep. Get vaccinated if you can. Love your friends, love your family, believe in science, etc. And I will see you in the next one, which I hope you show a lot of love for. Definitely show a lot of love for it. Okay, cool. I'll see you later. Bye.